From Walterboro, South Carolina, in the United States of America, we bring you to the Overcomer Radio broadcast, live and direct by satellite throughout all the nations of the world and throughout major cities throughout America and throughout the entire world. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God, the voice of the Last Day Prophet of God. I marvel every time I say that. Behold what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, you and I, who believe on Christ, that we have faith to believe and to exercise that faith that we are sons of God. What I'm trying to say to you is that it is a gift from God to be able to proclaim that you are a son of God, and an extra gift from God for this prophet to declare to you that this is the voice sent around the world, the voice of the day of the Lord, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, the messenger, the sign to mankind everywhere, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In every nation, 24 hours a day, this prophet of God proclaims that powerful message of Almighty Yahweh. The day of the Lord is at hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Stay tuned as we come to you in the powerful name of Yahshua, the God of all the earth, the eternal King and the great I Am. Jesus Christ, Yahshua, has promised, and God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. He has not delayed His coming. The bridegroom tarried. Why did He tarry? I'll talk about it in just a moment. Stay with me, won't you? In the powerful name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, behold, saith God, I will send My messenger before My face. He, the messenger, with the message he preaches, shall prepare a people, a remnant, who are alive and will remain till Jesus comes. This is that voice. This is that messenger. This is the sign. There shall no sign be given to this generation except the sign of a prophet sent, like Jonas was sent to Nineveh, to the cities. So will this prophet be sent and is being sent to all the cities of the world. The end has come. The day of the Lord is at hand. To all of our friends in New York City, still continuing there, we should be, and to those in Boston, and to those on WSAI out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and to those that are listening on Worldwide Shortwave on the Internet, Telstar Satellite, down into Australia on the Optibus, throughout all of Europe on the Hotbird, greetings and blessings to you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our mailing address for your letter of support and inquiry, you address your letter to The Overcomer, Post Office Box 691 in Walterboro, South Carolina, and the zip code is 29488 USA. When you write, always tell us the station or frequency that you're listening to and write today. My contact telephone number, you dial 1-843-701-5053.
When trouble comes my way, I have hope. Since Jesus has come to stay, I have hope. Oh yes, when things are not well with me, I have hope. It's a beautiful hope that sets me free. Now when in distress, he said, come unto me, and if you're oppressed, I know liberty. Ties may bind you at the end of your life, but keep the faith. Don't you ever doubt, the Lord will be on time. Yes, I have hope when trouble comes my way. Just before the dawn, but the hardest fight that I know is just to keep holding on. When you get weary, you're so weary, and each hill seems hard for you to climb, just keep looking up. Don't you ever doubt, the Lord will be on time. When trouble comes my way, I have hope. Since Jesus has come to stay, I have hope. Oh yes, when things are not well with me, I have hope. It's a beautiful hope that sets me free. Trouble comes my way, I have hope. Since Jesus has come to stay, I have hope. Oh yes, when things are not well with me, I have hope. It's a beautiful hope that sets me free.
And Noah, being warned of God, he moved with fear. And he prepared an ark to the saving of his own household. And Noah, being warned of God, he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his own household. As it were, in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and they were drinking. They were buying and they were selling. They were marrying and they were given in marriage. They were building and they were planting. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. One shall be in the bed, two shall be in the bed, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two shall be working in the field, and the one shall be taken, and the other left. This know also that in the last days, scoffers would come. How would they scoff? By right on living, eating, drinking, buying, selling, just like the times were never going to end, and that Christ would never come. And they would mock the word of God by the continuing steadfastness in their evil ways and their ungodly ways. And they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. So God gave them up, turned them over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseemly. Men burning in their own lust one towards another. Women turning from the natural purpose or intent for women, knowing the same thing. Children rebelling against their parents, and hierarchy being destroyed as they defy authority, and rebellion is everywhere. The wickedness of man is great in all the earth, saith God. I must now do something about it. I will destroy man. I will, saith God. My word is forever settled. The end of all flesh has come up before me. Little children, it is the last time. Little children, it's the last measure of time now. It is the last time. And you know that the Antichrist must come. Even now are there many, many opposing thoughts, actions, deeds, lifestyles, religions, politicians, everything that is opposing God and refusing to accept the message and the truth that the end of the world has come. What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? There will be no sign given unto this generation except the sign of the prophet like Jonah. Like Jonah was sent to Nineveh, even so will I send the sign messenger to this last and final generation just before that great, just before that great and notable day of the Lord cometh. Beloved, the day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come, in which the heavens shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth and all that therein is shall be burnt up. Ah, yes, upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Ah, are we reading about that? Are we willingly ignorant? The world that then was being destroyed by water, that same world that was destroyed by water, by the word of God, is now reserved by the same word unto fire, unto the day of perdition. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the world, saints of the Most High God, behold, take note, listen, pay attention. I will, saith God, I will, saith God, send my messenger before my face, before I come. He will preach the message, the gospel, the good news of the coming kingdom of heaven shall be preached into all the world as a witness to all nations. And then shall the end come. This day is this scripture being fulfilled in your ears, across the nation, around the world, by many, many shortwave transmitting frequencies, up to 10 or 12 now, more than that, 15 or 20, I haven't counted them lately, satellites in every continent, powerful radio stations in major cities here and around the world, the voice of the last day prophet of God, with the fear of God, with the trembling of the Holy Spirit of my being, I proclaim to you, Jesus Christ is coming in this, your lifetime. Prepare to meet your God. Maranatha. The remnant, because that's where the message is going. From Saudi Arabia, I write a letter to you earlier, brother. I'm waiting for your reply. Me and my husband are here in Saudi Arabia. We're from Sri Lanka. Please pray for us. Please pray for us. We listen to you daily on 13810 on the shortwave band. The fear of God falls upon me every time I hear you. I have a few questions. to ask you, are we in the 1,290-day period of time? Has it started? Or is it still to come? Brother Stair, is it that only 144,000 people are going to be saved? Or is 144,000 who are not defiled with women than others? My dear sister and brother, let me just say this much. Since the Spirit of God is dealing with you, for no man can come to the Father except the Father draw them, you don't need to concern yourself about who the 144,000 are or what. Just concern yourself with your own salvation. Are you saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua, and thou shalt be saved. Repent, and thou shalt be saved. Trust in Him. Save yourself from all the theology and all the ideology and all the things of this world and be saved. If Christ is drawing you and speaking to your heart, you have been chosen in Christ to be saved. Believe that. Walk before Him. Obey the gospel and you will be saved. I thank and give God all the glory, brother, for you, because through you He is preparing us for the coming of Jesus. Whenever something is on my mind, you preach the same thing that day, and my question is answered. Last night I was so troubled, I didn't fall asleep. I was thinking about the seven angels. Have they already come? Then today you spoke about it, but due to bad weather, it went off. I couldn't listen. Father, I pray that you will somehow let the clearness of my voice and the clearness of this message touch to everyone, Sri Lanka, down into Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Israel, oh God, into the ends of the world, is this message sent. The Lord bless you, sister. We will continue to pray for you. In Jesus' name, amen. I had to write you tonight, brother, after the message which was so touching my spirit, as I was weeping so hard when you were telling these precious stories of the past. The little black sister with the daughter and the $20, that really touched my heart. Well, Brother Stair, the weeping and the tears are so healing to me when God is able to break me and I'm able to be broken for my multitude of iniquities and sins. Thank God, as we pray together with you and the saints all around the world in prayer time, we are broken. A broken and a contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise. Friends, God is preparing a people for His coming. And that's the truth. The signs of the coming of Christ are everywhere. And the sign is now being magnified above all. The Bible tells us that there would be great tribulation, and then would be the sign of His coming. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have had traditionalized messages preached so much, and we have used prophecy in such a diverse way that people still do not realize that much of prophecy proclaiming the coming of Christ has already come to pass. And we as Christians are in such distress and trial of our faith. Beloved, think it not strange. There's a strange way of your faith being tried. You did not expect it like this. It will be unusual. It will be different. Who would think that here in the United States or in the affluent countries, that with all of our plenty and abundance, that our faith would be so sorely tried as it's being tried now everywhere? And the faith that is being tried, my friend, is the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. What faith was that? What faith was that? Huh? I'd like to remind a brother who's been listening to us, I hope, lately, of a time of a message preached that if Christ be not risen, And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Can you imagine that? In the last 25 years, I have preached on worldwide radio and have spent over $14 million of God's money that has been given to us to get this message to the whole world about the coming of Christ. Can you imagine if he does not come, if there is no second coming of Christ, if it is not a reality, then all of this preaching is in vain. And all of our giving is in vain. And all of our praying is in vain. And all of this talking about being saved is in vain if Christ come not again. You see, what are you saying, prophet? I'm telling you that the promise of the coming of Christ must be now. How can you say that? Simply because it's time now. The time is here. Well, where do you get that from? In my heart, in my spirit. There was an old man named Simeon, and he was waiting for the promised Redeemer. Yes, he was. His heart was heavy because he was old and he knew he was going to die. But somehow he knew that he was in the time period that Christ would appear. And he wept and cried, "Will I die? Will I die before he comes?" And finally, he made this statement. The scriptures say of him, "It was revealed unto..." My Lord, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? It was revealed unto this old man by the Holy Ghost that he would not die until he would see the redemption. You understand what the Holy Spirit told that man? It told him that Christ was going to be born and be appear or be upon earth before he died, that he was coming in his lifetime. My friends, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the world, the old man knew it. He knew by scripture, he knew by time, and by the revelation of the Holy Ghost that it was time for the appearing of the Christ child. He knew it would be a child. How did he know it? Because it had been prophesied, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. So this old man stayed in the temple. He stayed in the temple because the first appearing publicly to the people of God, to the remnant that was looking for him, it would be in the temple, in the presence of Almighty Yahweh, as he would be presented to Almighty God. As the Christ child was brought in, this old man, many children around, many babies around, but this old man, by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, recognized the Christ child. He cried out, "Mine eyes have now seen the Lord's salvation." The revelation that he received by the Holy Ghost, he now proclaimed, "This is it. This is the Messiah." Another woman there, a prophetess, cried the same thing. Just a few in that gigantic temple who had been prepared to receive the revelation of the appearance of the Christ child or the child Jesus, Yahshua. You see the pattern? God declares the end of the matter. This is the beginning of Christ. He declares the way it would end. The ending of Christ, the ending of redemption will take place at the coming, the second coming of Jesus Christ. It will be revealed. Thank you, Father. I will send my messenger. The Lord God will do nothing without first revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. in any given event, at any given time, God, when he prepares to do something, sends a prophet to proclaim the inevitable coming or fulfillment of that event. This is the last day prophet of God, proclaiming to mankind everywhere, Yeshua is coming.